This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, you welcome back to another beautiful, fantastic, fantabulous episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. I'm not talking too much. I'll quickly say one or two things or three things about episode 9 and 10 of The Penthouse, War in Life. Shit is going down, things are getting crazy, so karma is happening. The whole world is against is against Choi Soo-jin, Adjudante. I don't know what to call him anymore. Should I refer to him as Adjudante or Mr. Baek? Like, their world is crumbling. Everything, like, everyone's against them. Shim Se-ron. Let's just say everyone in the penthouse. So I'm happy. I'm just so happy. It's been a long time coming. They've been doing well. Like, they've been getting away with their evil doings since season 1, season 2, and almost all part of season 3. Like, can you just imagine? Like, I don't know how you guys feel, but just imagine bad people keep winning. They keep winning for so long. No, it's been so long, and they deserve everything they are getting right now. That's what I'm saying. But you know, I'm actually tired. I want The Penthouse to come to an end. Maybe I'm not saying they're not doing well. They're still doing an amazing job. But these last two episodes, I didn't really enjoy it as other episodes. Maybe because this few episodes, as 9 and 10, the good people are getting back at Adjudante and Choi Soo-jin, and now I see I'm actually watching The Penthouse because of Adjudante. Like, Adjudante and Choi Soo-jin, they really carry this drama, because now that they are going down, I'm not really feeling the heat anymore. You know what I'm talking about, when Adjudante and Soo-jin, they are in their devil mode, ooh, giving everybody blood pressure. But now they are now like, you know, the trapped mouse. So everything is just somehow. But oh, don't eat me raw. All other characters are doing well. Everyone is doing well. The kids, Rona, Jenny, Joo Seok-hun, like, they are good. I like the character. Yes, there's so much character development in Penthouse. But what I'm trying to say is that I'm not really feeling it as when Adjudante and Seo-jin had, you know, the upper hand. But definitely they have to face their karma, because they've really done bad. They've so done bad. And I'm yet to see the part where Adjudante comes out to Shim Se-ron and, like, maybe tell her why he's been doing this to her. We all know that Shim Se-ron's father's company demolished where Adjudante and his mom, younger sister, were staying, which led to the untimely death of his mother and sister. So that's why he's taking revenge on Shim Se-ron. I don't know why they don't want to give us a backstory on that, or maybe show Adjudante telling his son Seo-kyun. They should do something. I watched Penthouse for Adjudante. Right now, I realize, not even for Soo-jin. Soo-jin is a demon. She's a pure demon. Adjudante carried Penthouse. No, oh my, I don't know. You all Penthouse lovers, you know what I'm talking about. The characters, the actors and actresses here, they did amazing. Like, they are so good. Their acting is excellent. Anyway, I miss Oyon here. I thought you were going to like give us a surprise comeback the way Logani came back, Shin Serum came back. But it's like Oyon here is gone for good. She's really one of like the strong characters in Penthouse. Like everyone in Penthouse, they are strong, but Judante reigns. He reigns supreme, Judante. My man, he carried the show. Well, if you've not seen Penthouse, go watch it. I'm not spoiling anything. I'm not spoiling the drama, maybe till the last episode, but yeah. They're doing so well. Like I said, I enjoyed it, but I didn't really feel the heat, the headache. You know, we all watch Penthouse for them to stress us, but I wasn't stressed in this last two episodes because the main devils, they are going down, so that's why. But it's still nice. I like everything and the character development. Let me know what you think about episode 8 and 9 of the Penthouse War in Life Season 3. Do you feel the same way just like I do, or do you feel different? Like, just put down your like comments in the comment section of wherever you're listening from, or on my Instagram page, K-Drama Time with Vinve. And don't forget to follow us, like follow K-Drama Time with Vinve, follow my personal Instagram, it's Vinve_, and I will see you okay, till my next review, don't forget to like, subscribe and share my podcast. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.